Picture a string of letters and numbers that looks like somebody fell asleep on the keyboard. Mitar, KDAB, then a block of digits, then some slashes, some letters, a bunch of numbers you have no idea how to read. That little coded line is one of the most honest things in all of aviation. It is not a forecast. It is not a guess. It is a machine and sometimes a human being standing at an airport right now, this hour, telling you exactly what the sky is doing over that runway. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern. Today we are going to sit down together and decode a Mitar from the front all the way to the back, and I'm going to show you the part almost nobody reads, the remarks. Because that is where the observation stops being data and starts telling you a story. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There is a coin for that. Private pilot? Instrument? Commercial? They have got you covered. It is a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones that cost you sweat and money and a few sleepless nights before a check ride. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's walk through this together. First, what is a Mitar? The word is a French acronym, and honestly, the translation does not matter much for our purposes. What matters is this. A Mitar is an aviation routine weather report. It is an observation of conditions at an airport, and it comes out once an hour, usually somewhere in the 50-something minute range, right before the top of the hour. Notice I said observation. This is the thing I want burned into your brain. A Mitar tells you what already happened and what is happening now. The terminal aerodrome forecast. The forecast tells you what somebody thinks will happen. Two different animals. The observation is the truth on the ground. The forecast is an educated opinion when they disagree, and they will. The observation wins for right now. Here is something I wish someone told me when I was training. I spent weeks intimidated by the code, thinking I needed to memorize some secret language. You do not. A Mitar is always in the same order. Every single time, all over the world. Once you know the order, you are not reading a code anymore, you're just reading a sentence. So let's take a real one. I'm going to read you a typical Mitar, and we are going to take it apart piece by piece. Here it is, Mitar, Kilo Delta Alpha Bravo, 1453 Zulu, 240 at 15, gust 22, 10 statute miles, few clouds at 3000, broken at 25000, 27 over 17. Altimeter 2902 remarks to follow. Let's start at the front. The first word is just Mitar. That tells you this is the routine hourly report. Sometimes instead you will see the word specie. That is a special report. A specie gets issued when something changes fast enough that they could not wait for the top of the hour. The visibility dropped, a thunderstorm moved in, the wind shifted hard. So right away if you see specie instead of Mitar, your antenna should go up. Something changed, and it changed enough that the weather station could not wait to tell you. Next comes the station identifier. In our example, that is Kilo Delta Alpha Bravo, that is Daytona Beach, Florida. In the lower 48, our identifiers start with Kilo, the letter K, and then three more letters. You already know this from filing flight plans. The station identifier just tells you which airport is talking. Then comes the date and time. In our example, 1453 Zulu. The first two digits, 14, that is the day of the month. The 14th, the next four digits, 53. Wait, let me say that cleanly. The time is 53 minutes past the hour at the 1400 hour. So this observation was taken at 1453 Zulu, 53 minutes past 1400. And that Z Zulu, that is Coordinated Universal Time, Greenwich Time. Every Mitar on Earth is stamped in Zulu, so that a pilot in Tokyo and a pilot in Atlanta are reading the same clock. You have to do the conversion to your local time in your head. Here is the practical takeaway. Always look at the timestamp first. If that Mitar is 3 hours old, it is a museum piece. It is history. You want the freshest observation you can get, and if the airport only reports every hour, and it is now 40 minutes past, you are working with information that is 40 minutes stale. That matters when the weather is moving. Now the wind, 240 at 15, gust 22. The first three digits are always the direction the wind is coming from in degrees, reference to true north, not magnetic. True, that is a trap that bites people. The Mitar wind is true north. The wind, the tower gives you over the radio and the numbers on the ATIS. Those are magnetic, because they are lining you up with a runway. So the coded Mitar is true. The spoken tower wind is magnetic. Keep those separate. So 240 means the wind is coming from 240 degrees out of the southwest. Then at 15, that is the speed 15 knots and gust, 22, gusting to 22 knots. Here is where you start flying the airplane before you ever leave the ground. Southwest at 15, gusting 22. What runway is that? What is my crosswind component going to be? Is that gust spread, the 7 knots between the steady wind and the gust? Is that going to make my approach a handful? You're not just reading numbers, you are already rehearsing the landing. One more wind note. If you ever see the letters Victor Romeo Bravo after the wind, VRB, that means variable, the direction is bouncing around. And if you see the wind direction followed by a V and two more directions like the wind is varying between 180 and 240, that is telling you the wind cannot make up its mind. On a gusty day near your crosswind limit, that variability is the whole story. Next up, visibility 10 statute miles. In the United States, METAR visibility is in statute miles, and 10 is the highest it usually reports. 10 and up all just reads as 10. When the number drops, that is when you lean in, 3 miles. 1 mile, 1 half. You will see it written as a fraction. And the moment visibility drops below 3 miles and those ceilings come down, you're staring at the difference between visual flight rules and instrument flight rules. This one field can end your day before it starts if you are a VFR-only pilot, then clouds. Few clouds at 3,000, broken at 25,000. Cloud layers are reported by how much of the sky they cover, in eighths, and by height above ground level in hundreds of feet. The words are few, scattered, broken, and overcast. Few and scattered. You can legally call that no ceiling, the sky is more open than not. But broken and overcast, that is a ceiling. That is a lid. So in our example, few at 3,000 is just a few puffy clouds down low, no big deal. Broken at 25,000, that is high cirrus, way up at 25,000 feet, nothing that affects a light airplane. Blue sky day. But change that one word. Change few to broken and drop the number. Broken at 800, now you have got an 800-foot ceiling, and suddenly this is a completely different flight. The examiner is looking for you to connect these fields, by the way. On your check ride, when they hand you weather, they are not testing whether you can recite the numbers. They are testing whether you can look at the ceiling and the visibility together and tell them out loud whether this is a VFR day, a marginal VFR day, or a hard no. Now the temperature and dew point, 27 over 17, temperature first, then dew point, both in degrees Celsius, separated by a slash. So 27 degrees over 17 degrees. And if you ever see an M in front of a number there, the M means minus below, zero. Here is the practical gold in this field, the gap between the temperature and the dew point. We call it the spread. Tells you how close the air is to being saturated. When the temperature and the dew point come together, when that spread closes to a couple degrees or less, you get fog and low clouds. That is where visible moisture lives. So on an early morning flight, if you see a temperature of 10 and a dew point of 9, 1 degree of spread, you should be thinking fog. It may be clear right now, but that air is right on the edge, and a little cooling at dawn will tip it over. That spread is your fog forecast, hidden in plain sight in an observation. And there is a second use. Temperature drives density altitude, and density altitude drives whether your airplane climbs like it should or wallows off the runway on a hot day. A 27-degree afternoon at a high-elevation airport is a very different takeoff than a standard day. That number in the METAR is your first hint. Then the altimeter. Altimeter 29992. The A, or in our spoken version, the word altimeter, is followed by 4 digits. 2992 means an altimeter setting of 29.92 inches of mercury. You dial that into your Kalsman window, so your altimeter reads true field elevation. Simple, but not optional. Set the wrong altimeter, and every altitude you fly is a lie. Now, everything I just walked you through, the wind, the visibility, the clouds, the temperature, the altimeter, that is the body of the METAR. That is the part every student learns. Most pilots read to the altimeter and stop. Do not stop, because after the altimeter comes one more word, remarks. In the code, it is written RMK, and the remarks section is where the observation quietly tells you things the coded body cannot. Let's walk through what hides back there. First, remarks often tell you how the observation was made. You might see the letters Alpha Oscar 2, AO2. That means this is an automated station with a precipitation sensor. It knows the difference between rain and snow. AO1 without the 2 means automated but no precipitation discriminator. Small thing, but it tells you whether a human or a machine is watching that sky. and machines have blind spots. An automated station can miss a thunderstorm sitting off to the side because it only sees straight up. Next. And this is the big one. Remarks carry the timing of significant weather. You will see codes for when a thunderstorm began or ended, when the rain started, when the wind shifted. There is a code, Whiskey Sierra Hotel Foxtrot Trot Windshift, that tells you a front just came through and gives you the time. The body of the METAR only shows you the snapshot. The remarks show you the trend. Is the weather getting better or getting worse? The remarks are where you find out. You will also find sea level pressure back there and pressure tendency, the little note that tells you whether the barometer has been rising or falling over the last 3 hours. Falling pressure means deteriorating weather is often on the way. That is not a forecast product. That is an observation handing you a clue about the future for free. And here is one that has saved instrument pilots real grief. The remarks will carry a note when a runway visual range sensor sees the visibility dropping, or when there is lightning detected in the distance, lightning distant northwest, with a direction. The coded body might still say 10 miles and clear. The remarks might say lightning distant northwest. That is a storm that has not hit the field yet but is out there, marching. If you only read to the altimeter, you never saw it coming. Let me give you a real scenario. Early morning cross country, you are VFR. You pull the METAR for your destination. The body looks fine. Visibility 3 miles, few clouds you think, marginal, but workable. Then you read the remarks and you find the temperature and dew point are 1 degree apart and the pressure is falling, and there is a note that visibility was lower 10 minutes ago and missed. Now the whole picture changes. That 3 miles is not stable. It is on its way down. The body told you the snapshot. The remarks told you the movie. And the movie ends with fog on the field about the time you would arrive. That is the difference between a pilot who reads weather and a pilot who understands it. So here is your practical takeaway. The thing I want you to actually do on your next flight. Read the whole METAR. Every field in order and then keep going into the remarks. Do not treat the altimeter as the finish line. Train your eye to go front to back every time in the same order, so it becomes automatic. Time first is this fresh, then wind, then visibility, then sky, then temperature and that spread. Then altimeter, then remarks, and in the remarks you are hunting for two things. How was this made and which way is it trending? And when the observation and the forecast disagree, believe the observation for right now and respect the forecast for later. The METAR is the truth on the ground. It has no reason to lie to you. Learning to read weather is one of those parts of training that feels like a foreign language right up until the day it clicks, and then you cannot believe it ever looked like gibberish. It is not easy at first. Nobody reads it fluently on day one, but it is learnable, and every single METAR you decode makes the next one faster. The format and the codes I walk through today come straight from the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Weather Service, and you will find the full breakdown in the Aviation Weather Handbook if you want to go deeper on the remarks. It is worth the read. If you want more walkthroughs like this one, we are at radiohangar.com. Go pull a METAR from your home field tonight, read it all the way to the end, remarks and all, and see what story it is trying to tell you. That is Traffic Pattern. I'm Pattern. Keep the blue side up.